You're watching Unrelent Gaming. This is Beerus, the God of Destruction. Make sure you subscribe to Unrelent Gaming and push the like button for me, or else I'll hakai you from existence.
Oh, and do make sure to watch the entire video all the way through. And follow Unrelent Gaming on both Instagram and Twitter.
Whis, enough. On to the video.
The story of Dragon Ball Super and where the narrative tends to follow in bringing its characters along with it is often subjective within the fandom, as many fans are often divided on what it is they would like to see from specific characters, and without question, Broly is certainly one of many characters in which people often talk about when it comes down to where he could go and what he could achieve, as I want to introduce you all to the story of God Broly, a fan manga created by me and which showcases not only the evolution of Broly via his training with Goku and Vegeta, but also taking a look at the dynamic interactions Broly has with the Saiyans as he continues to grow stronger in pushing our heroes and also doing the same thing, and with Broly's potential seemingly infinite, what exactly are his limitations, if he even has any, and how far could Goku, Vegeta, and Broly really push themselves into going as far as to discovering new levels of power? Now, before we dive any further into this video, if you are new to the channel and of course have a love and passion for all things Dragon Ball and anime related, and want to be kept up to date with everything in regards to Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball Super manga, and everything involving the Dragon Ball IP, then I do encourage you guys to go on over and smash that subscribe button and turn on all notifications to never miss a single video on this channel, as well as giving this video a big thumbs up by slapping that like button down below if you guys are simply stoked, ready, and excited to see what the future holds in regards to the Dragon Ball franchise. And with all that being said, I want to thank you all so much for your support, and let's dive straight into the video. As our story kicks off with Beerus and Whis having to oversee a battle happening on Beerus' planet, Beerus further went on to chime in, "These Saiyans, despite lacking behind the Gods of Destruction and raw power, certainly are impressive. Especially that one. Broly, is it? Tell me, Whis." At which rate are these Saiyans bound to reach their limit before their bodies break? With Broly possessing godly power now, it would appear Goku wants to see him get even stronger than he is now. Can he? With Whis responding, "Well, I don't think they will, my lord. You see, despite having faced overwhelming odds, both Goku and Vegeta have proven to exceed such limits each time their backs are against the wall. With Broly, however, it would seem that he possesses the most potential in growth compared to them, which is what Goku and Vegeta are looking to further draw out of him as they fight." And with Super Saiyan Blue Goku having to be shown going head-to-head against Super Saiyan God Broly, Beerus then went on to chime in, "So are you saying that Broly could potentially surpass them both if this continues?" As Whis responds, "Well, as it is, Goku is using Super Saiyan Blue to fight against Broly's Super Saiyan God form, a level below Blue, but yet is still strong enough to match it. I would say yes if this continues to go the way it is. Goku knew what he was doing when he wanted to help Broly achieve such power on Earth. It's only a matter of seeing what he does with such power given to him, as of course we then get to see how Goku volunteered in further gathering everyone together in order to complete the Super Saiyan God ritual with Broly." And as Beerus goes on to overhear this, he then went on to respond, "Then perhaps I can actually see my rival through with one of the Saiyan mortals after all. It's been millions of years since I've had to use my absolute power on anyone. By the end of this, we will see who will be the one." And as we then go back to Goku, who is shown battling against Broly, he further went on to tell him, "I'm surprised, Broly. Your power is as strong, if not stronger, than my Super Saiyan Blue. It's but then..." Broly quickly went on to stop Goku from talking by having to punch him in the chest by telling him, "Show me more of your power, Kakarot," and as he then went on to grab Goku by the face, before having to throw Goku down onto the ground, Goku went on to say to himself, "He's far stronger than I ever could have imagined him to be. This is absolutely crazy. I need to step it up. And as Broly then went on to throw Goku down on the floor, Whis went on to chime in. This may prove to be more challenging than Goku expected, as all the while in the distance, we get to see how Vegeta is patiently watching the battle between Broly and Goku, as Vegeta went on to comment, "Who would have knew that Broly would become this powerful this quickly?" Kakarot's trying to get as much out of him as possible. Even as a Super Saiyan God, Kakarot's blue powers still fall behind. If this idiot isn't careful, he could have Broly surpass us beyond our reach. And I will not allow for that to happen. And with Goku doing what he can to quickly leap up on his feet and having to maintain balance, he then went on to comment, "Damn it, his hits are getting heavier with each blow. He's learning how to balance Super Saiyan God faster than we did when we first had it. Guess I have to use more power. There's no doubt about it, he's surely not going to be easy to beat. And I promise Vegeta that we won't use fusion this time." And with Goku noticing how Broly is quickly rushing on in, he then went on to comment, "Darn, here he comes. I guess I gotta act on my feet," because Goku now knows that Broly is continuously getting stronger as this fight is progressing. And with Broly speed blitzing down and having to get in Goku's face, he then went on to tell him, "I know you're hiding more power than what you're letting on, Kakarot. Show it to me." With Goku having to acknowledge this by responding, his speed is incredible. He's sharpened his fighting senses too. And that's exactly what Broly had done, as he went on to then punch Goku in the face. Beerus then went on to chime in, "Goku seems to be overwhelmed. I'm sure he knows what he needs to do in order to finish the job. If these Saiyans aren't focused in this fight, Broly will demolish them both." And with Goku shown having to get knocked out of Super Saiyan Blue and having to revert right back down to his base form, Goku's body is shown having to head right towards Vegeta, as Vegeta went along to ask, "Isn't this what you wanted, Kakarot? And now look at you. Broly is making you look like an amateur. You said we'd be tagging in order to switch our rotation against him. Well then," and as Goku's body is shown having to fly right past Vegeta, Vegeta then continues, "While you go off and take your little nap, I'll be tagging in from now and finishing this fight moving forward." And as Vegeta went on to tag Goku in by having to tap his body as it went flying past him, Vegeta then went on to add, "Consider this your ace card in saving you from getting torn apart from Broly any further. Now don't get in my way. I'm tagging in." And with Vegeta then having to recall a flashback, he then went on to comment, "I've sat back and watched as various warriors came and went, reaching my level of power and even going further beyond. And all I can do is watch. Watch as I was eclipsed. First with Broly, and then later with Moro. It ate me alive knowing I kept falling behind. And then you were given the powers of a god. Once again, handed to you because of Kakarot. Thinking we would find someone to push us and evolving. I would rather die than be surpassed again. Just when I had gone far beyond what you were when you came to Earth, you were once again given another chance. You are hereby known as the third to achieve Super Saiyan God. And the last in my book. We came to Beerus's world to find out which one of us is truly the strongest Saiyan warrior. And I intend to prove to you that it is me. I will show you the meaning of true strength, the true power of a Saiyan elite. Super Saiyan God or not, I will not fall to you." Now then, with Goku shown having to crash in the background while Kakarot sleeps, "I want to see the full extent of your Super Saiyan God powers, Broly. And unlike Kakarot, I will not be holding back against you. If you live, then consider yourself lucky. And if you die, then you die. You've shown quite the improvements. Now let's see what you can do against me." "Vegeta," says Broly, as Vegeta is then shown having to transform into Super Saiyan Blue Evolution. He then went on to tell Broly, "You have absolutely no chance of winning this. I don't care how strong you get. You are not ready for what's about to happen." "Then come on and show me, God," Broly says. "What do you think, my lord?" asks Whis. Does Broly have what it takes to overcome Vegeta as well? With Beerus responding, "You know the answer, Whis, but we'll see." And with Vegeta then having to be shown aggressively attacking Broly with Broly on the defensive, Vegeta then went on to add, "I've grown far stronger since our previous battle, and I've never had the opportunity to show you this one. This is the evolved power of Super Saiyan Blue. What's the matter? You seem to be having a hard time keeping up. finished already? As only then on the other side we get to see how Goku is shown slowly standing up from the crater that he was put in. He then went on to comment, I can't believe how strong Broly has gotten since we've last seen him. It's crazy to think that I'd have to go this far in order to keep up with him now. He is without question a great sparring partner. I really didn't think I'd need to pull this one out on him, that's if I can even use it. His Super Saiyan God form is insane. It's only a matter of time before he taps into Super Saiyan Blue. If he can even go that far, as Goku's then shown observing the fight between Vegeta and Broly, he then continues, well, it looks like Vegeta's Super Saiyan Blue evolution form is holding up well, but it looks like Broly's adapting. Good going, Vegeta. Well, I better not keep you guys waiting. Now let's just see if I could pull this off without burning out. Come on. Focus. Be with me. Focus. As Goku went on to close his eyes, we then go back to Vegeta, who was shown punching Broly in the face, and as he did, he went on to then ask, how the heck are you able to tank these hits? Just what the heck even are you? Alright then, I guess I'll have to hit you even harder to get my point across. I will not fall to you, Vegeta, says Broly. As Vegeta attempted to kick Broly, what Broly did was he went on to completely duck under by having to then kick Vegeta in the stomach, and as he did, he ended up kicking Vegeta twice and sending him flying out in the distance, and as Whis went along to observe this, he then went on to comment, it would seem as though Vegeta is starting to lose ground against Broly. Broly's power is growing at a rapid pace compared to Vegeta's. However, he is doing good in hanging in there, with Beerus chiming in, looks like Vegeta is finally starting to fight Broly as if he intends to kill him. His god form may have reached its limit unless he somehow evolves like Goku and Vegeta. Let's see, and with Vegeta having to look down very angry, he then went on to shout, damn him. His hits are getting heavier with each strike. He's getting adjusted to my form little by little. I hate using this, but let's see if this works. As he then went on to put his fingers on his forehead, Vegeta then intends on using the instant transmission as a method in getting the better of Broly, and as he did, it turns out that it actually worked. As of course Broly went on to attack Vegeta, what he did was he used instant transmission in getting behind Broly and having to elbow him in the back of the neck. With Vegeta having to do so, he then went on to tell him, that won't work on me. It's time for you to take a nap, which of course the impact of this attack was actually effective because Broly was shown having to cough up a bit of blood, but with Vegeta having to attempt to attack Broly from behind once more, what Broly did was he quickly moved his head out of the way, with Vegeta having to miss his punch by responding, what the? How did that attack not knock him out just now? Damn it! He's adapting too fast, and with Broly having to judo his way through by having to flip Vegeta over, Vegeta then went on to cry out, what the? Down with you, Vegeta, says Broly, as he winds up throwing Vegeta so hard down on the floor that Vegeta winds up smacking the ground with tremendous enough force and having to cry out, damn this guy, because now Broly is beginning to slowly adapt to Super Saiyan Blue evolution, so much so that as soon as Vegeta is shown on the floor, Broly went on to stick his hand out and telling him, this fight is over, Vegeta. Oh, like hell it is, Vegeta says, but then, out of nowhere, it would only appear as though Broly was hit from an unexpected angle, as of course he is sent flying, and with Vegeta shown slowly standing back up, he then went on to comment, the force of that attack. What just happened? Oh, don't tell me he's done it again, as only then, right in front of Vegeta, we get to see how Goku had re-entered the fight, only this time wielding Ultra Instinct Sign, with Vegeta commenting, Kakarot, you're sorry to cut in like that, Goku says, but I'm not done with Broly just yet. I didn't think I needed to pull this one out against him, but I'm tagging back in and finishing this myself. And with the gods shown still observing the battle from a distance, Beerus went on to further comment, and there it is. Took him long enough to finally draw this power out. Now we'll finally get to see what these Saiyans can truly do at their best. As Whis chimed in, it would seem as though Goku is getting the hang of Ultra Instinct more and more. This should be fun, with Goku further going on to acknowledge God Broly by telling him, you're incredibly strong, Broly. I didn't think I'd need to use this, but it goes to show that you're certainly no pushover. But just so you know, this is where you lose. There's no going back from here, as Vegeta went on to shout, and who said I was finished, Kakarot? I don't remember tagging you into fights. I'm not done. Know your place and stay out of this fight. It's my turn, not yours. Unless you want to fight me next, then stand aside and let me be the one to take care of this. With Goku responding, I would, but I never tagged out, Vegeta. You are doing great, but it's still my turn. At the pace he's going, there's no way we can beat him using Super Saiyan Blue. Didn't you see? He was adapting to your blue evolution. I think I can handle him from here on, Vegeta. I'm pretty sure if I need to, I'll tag you in if somehow he adapts to me again, but I doubt he'll get past me now. Sorry, Vegeta, but I need to do this. And with Broly shown having to charge on in, Goku then went on to continue, he's the perfect enemy to test my powers on, and if somehow he adapts to Ultra Instinct, then we'll really be in a bad situation, but let's see. To be honest, Vegeta, I never would have imagined for us to get this far, and to meet such powerful people along the way. If Moro wasn't such an evil person, he would have made a great training partner for us both. We still have a lot to prove, Vegeta. Not just to ourselves, but to the gods as well. Both Beerus and Whis have helped push us this far as warriors, and it's time to show them what we can continue to do, what we can continue to evolve into. There's no doubt in my mind that Lord Beerus is still looking for a rival in one of us, maybe even in Broly too, but we also have to push ourselves into breaking beyond our limits to become the strongest that we can possibly become. I have faith that we can do it, and it's not just you, I, or Broly, it's others like Jiren too. Who knows what he's been up to or how hard he's been training to one day fight us again, Vegeta. I have to do this. I have to continue to evolve my power. And Broly is the perfect person to help push us through this. Just look at how fast he's evolved and how powerful he's become with just a little bit of training with us. We were right to have him on our side, and he will continue to help us as we help him. But it doesn't end with Broly. I'm curious to also find out what Jiren's been up to this entire time as well, to see how strong he's gotten since the Tournament of Power as well. And I can't wait to fight him again to see where I stand. But in order to do it, I have to evolve. And since bringing Broly here, he's been like a sponge, just soaking in all we've taught him. And the payoff starts right now. And once I'm done with Broly, me and you can have a few rounds, Vegeta. You've always been one of my greatest rivals, so it'll be like old times with Vegeta responding, "Oh, shut up, Kakarot. If he drops you again, I don't want to hear it. I'm finishing this once and for all." But then, unbeknownst to Goku, Super Saiyan God Broly nearly made contact. As Goku was quick enough to move out of the way, he then went along to respond, "That was close. You nearly got me on that one, Broly." And with Broly shown whizzing on by both Goku and Vegeta, Goku went along to take a step back by shouting, "This way, Broly. I know you have more gas in the tank." And with Broly shown standing back up with Vegeta visibly annoyed, he then went on to respond, "Consider yourself lucky. I'm not done with you just yet." But then, Broly went on to quickly get up and charging back directly at Goku by shouting Kakarot. And as Broly went on to engage Goku, Beerus went on to comment, "What do you think, Whis? Does the Savage stand the chance against what Goku is now?" With Whis responding, "I highly don't think so, but I wouldn't put it past Broly to somehow adapt to Goku's movements and fight back. He's clearly hitting Goku, but barely," as of course Broly is shown barely being able to keep up with Goku. Goku then went on to further acknowledge Broly by telling him, "Your fighting senses keep improving, Broly. You're even more remarkable than I thought, but this is where our powers draw the line. You've put up an amazing battle, but you cannot destroy what I have become now." And as soon as Goku attempted to punch Broly in the face, Broly, just by the skin of his teeth, was able to avoid Goku's punch, and Goku is at a complete disbelief as he went along to comment, "He dodged it!" Which, of course, this was the opening that Broly was looking for, as he went on to then connect a thunderous uppercut to Goku's body. Whis then went on to comment, "Well now, that was certainly unexpected to see. It looks like Goku may in fact be in some trouble here," with Beerus responding, "The Savage has figured out Goku's movement pattern. Unless Goku can somehow turn it around, the brute will overpower him. Perhaps there is something looking into with Broly after all. I wonder now," because of course Broly is shown now being more on the offensive than how he was before in missing all of his hits, but instead, he is now ever so slightly able to nudge Goku in a defensive guard. But then, Goku went on to retaliate by punching Broly in the chest by telling him, "I'm sorry that I have to do this, Broly, but if this goes on, then you could be more problematic than you are now. It's time we end this." And as soon as Goku does this, he ends up grabbing onto Broly's arm and having to swing him around over and over and over before launching Broly directly up at the sky. And as he did, Whis went on to ask, "I wonder what Goku's plan here is," with Goku putting his hands together and commenting, "As amazing as you are, there is no way you'll be able to endure this one. Kame." And with Broly shown having to maintain himself, he then went on to see what Goku was doing by responding, I will not lose. I will never lose." As Beerus went along to chime in, "I'm rather curious to see what Broly will do with this level of attack. Will he endure or crumble under the pressure? As Goku from there went on to completely then fire off the Kamehameha, Broly was absolutely shocked because he wasn't expecting for this to happen. And as Broly went along to brace himself, Whis then went on to comment, it would appear as though Broly is going to try and endure the attack from Goku. These Saiyans would rather die in battle than give up. I wonder what Broly is thinking, and as the blast approaches Broly and having to then make contact, there is a massive explosion seen up in the sky with Beerus having to chime in. He's probably angry that Goku is stronger than him. These Saiyans always strive to surpass each other. Either Goku just finished them off, or he will bounce back even stronger than how he was just a few moments ago. And as Goku is patiently waiting to see what the end result was, Goku went on to comment, Broly, it's as I thought. I didn't think I'd need to further myself in this fight, but it also looks as though he's reached his limit. Unless, as of course we then go back to Broly, who was shown barely maintaining himself, he then went on to comment, Gah, what power, Kakarot. I will not let you beat me. You can't beat Broly. Nobody can. And with Broly anticipating Goku's arrival, Goku went on to sneak up behind Broly by telling him, but you've already lost, Broly. You've reached the limit of this power. Just like all of us, there comes a time where we reach the end point of what our bodies can allow for us to do. And Broly's surprised because he wasn't expecting for Goku to be behind him this entire time. And as he did, Goku then went on to continue, so you can try as you'd like, but you know as well as I that you can't win like this. You were incredible before I used this, and now that I am, you're not in control. But there is still one thing you can do that'll give you a fighting chance. It's the technique I showed you. Technique, Broly says? As he went on to quickly turn around and attacking Goku, Goku then went on to respond, like I said, try as you want, but you won't get anywhere. And as Broly went on to attack Goku, Goku effortlessly went on to catch Broly's punch by telling him, you'll need to reach down deep for this one to work. That form of yours should allow for your body to handle the pressure. I know you want to get stronger, it's what me and Vegeta did before finding out Frieza came to Earth. Back then, we just discovered Super Saiyan Blue. Do you remember what I showed you on Vampa? And with Broly attempting to attack with his other hand, Goku went on to then catch that fist as he went along to tell Broly, nope, like I said, that won't work. Do you remember what I showed you on your planet? Do you remember when you were able to use what I taught you? I want you to think, Broly. Remember what I showed you on planet Vampa? And with Broly struggling to break free, he went on to comment, I can't move. Let go. Only if you remember, Goku says, then I will. It's the only thing that could help you. With Broly shown visibly trying to break free, Goku then continues, when I saw you use it for the first time, I knew there would come a day where you would use it again. The Kaioken, Broly. The Kaioken, Broly says? Wait, I remember this technique. And as Vegeta went on to overhear this by having to look up, he then went on to ask, that idiot taught Broly the Kaioken? Is he out of his mind? Does he have a death wish for Broly to kill us all? Just what the heck are you doing, Kakarot? Why do you have so much faith in him? Wait a second. His aura is changing. Is he really doing it? Does he actually remember how to use it? This isn't good. And with Broly shown indeed having to glow while Goku was holding onto his hands, Goku went on to then tell Broly, yes, just like that, Broly. Let it all out there. Push yourself into using this. Remember what I said. Remember how I told you to use this. Merge this power with Super Saiyan God. Don't give in to the pressure. Break through your limits. And with Broly having to do exactly that, he then went on to respond, I remember, Kakarot. I remember. I will not fail. I will become the strongest ever, as Broly from there went on to shout Kaioken. It was at that moment where for the first time, Broly went on to stack the Kaioken on top of Super Saiyan God, and with Goku shown having to brace himself from the tremendous pressure being applied, Goku went on to comment, whoa, remarkable, he actually did it. There it is. I just hope his body can hold it. You did it, Broly, and now the real fight begins. As Broly is shown stacking Super Saiyan God with Kaioken, Beerus went on to then chime in, the Saiyan actually did it. Look at him, Whis. If he slips up, he could become a danger to us all with this kind of uncontrollable power. With Whis responding, it appears as though Broly is able to synchronize the Kaioken with Super Saiyan God fairly well, but if Goku loses control of this fight, then he could become a bigger danger, not just only to Goku and Vegeta, but to himself as well. We shall see, and with Goku shown mesmerized in seeing Broly actually be able to pull this off, Goku went on to further acknowledge Broly's feat by telling him, there it is! You finally did it, Broly! Look at you! That's what I want to see. You went on to merge the Kaioken with the Super Saiyan God form a lot faster and a lot easier than I thought you would. But with this power, I know you'll be able to do and achieve great things. Just try and calm down a bit and think about the situation at hand. Don't let this power consumption get the better of you. Focus and remain ambitious. It's crazy though, my body is trembling from the shockwave of your power increase. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous, but I'm ready. I want to see what you can do. And with Super Saiyan Blue Evolution Vegeta having to be shown waiting for his turn and looking very annoyed, Vegeta went on to comment, "Kakarot's got a death wish coming if he helped that freak achieve and merge the Kaioken with Super Saiyan God. This won't last long then, you made a grave mistake, you clown." With of course Beerus and Whis also shown very impressed and very surprised that Broly was able to do this, Beerus went on to ask, "Whis, are you seeing this? The behemoth Its power is outstanding, but will he hold it?" With Whis responding, "I'm not sure, my lord. It would seem as though Goku is trying to guide him into battle," as Goku went on to further acknowledge Broly by telling him, "With a power increase like this, there is no doubt that you'll be much tougher than you were just a few minutes ago. So I don't expect you to hold anything back this time around, but just so you know, I won't either. This isn't anything new to me, but it is for you." And with Broly shown clinching his fist and acknowledging the powers of Super Saiyan God Kaioken, Broly then went on to comment, "With this power, you will not win, Kakarot. With this power, I am going to finish you. The power of Kaioken. I will continue to grow." And with Broly then shown having to make his move, Beerus went on to ask, "So what do you think, Whis? Do you think Goku can muscle his way out of this one? If Broly continues to grow the way he is," Whis says, "then I will admit this fight will be much tougher for Goku than he assumes it'll be." "Then we'll wait and see," Beerus says. "There is something about Broly that piques my interest. It's almost as though I have this sudden feeling to fight." And with Super Saiyan God Kaioken Broly then shown engaging against Ultra Instinct Saiyan Goku, Broly is shown continuously attacking Goku, with Goku further acknowledging his growth by telling him, "Wow, Broly, yeah, you're much sharper than you were before. Your punches are insane." As Goku went on to say to himself, "Damn, his hits just keep on coming. I knew he'd be a challenge, but this is not what I expected from him." And with Broly shown attacking Goku nonstop, he went on to then cry out, "I will not lose to you, Kakarot!" But that's when Goku went on to retaliate by punching Broly in the face, with Whis commenting, "Unless Goku switches up his fighting tactic, there is a good chance that Broly is going to remember Goku's fighting movements and adapt to his fighting style as this goes on." "I think it's already happened," says Beerus. "Look, Whis, Broly is about to make his move." "Kakarot," says Broly, as the gods were right, because as soon as Ultra Instinct Saiyan Goku went on to make his move, he went on to attempt to punch Broly, with Broly having to sidestep out of the way, and as he did, Whis went on to comment, "It would appear so. Goku has given Broly too much time to adapt. He'll need to step it up to win," with Broly further telling Goku, "This power of yours will not destroy me, Kakarot. I am the strongest, and I will not fall to you," as he then went on to knee Goku directly in the gut. The sheer force of this attack was so powerful that it caused Goku to put this into question by asking, what just happened? He's getting even stronger." With Broly then proceeding to sideswipe Goku and punching him directly down onto the ground, Beerus then went on to comment, "As expected, Whis." Goku let himself get carried away, with Goku being shown having to land right next to Vegeta. Vegeta went on to then acknowledge Goku by telling him, "I knew it would come to this. You always manage to screw something up despite having the upper hand in a fight." As Goku responds, "Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting for him to be this strong, and he's not stopping either. That knee strike of his really did a number on me," as Vegeta responds, "Of course it did. He knocked you out of your Ultra Instinct form too. You brought this onto yourself, Kakarot. I told you that if you get dropped, then I'm tagging in. Leave it to me to clean up your mess." And as Vegeta goes on to tag himself in, Goku went on to respond, "Hey, but wait, Vegeta, I still have more gas left. I don't want to hear it," says Vegeta. "It's bad enough you suckered us into helping him reach Super Saiyan God, and now you went on to teach him the Kaioken too? You never learn, do you? Don't get in my way." And as Vegeta then proceeded to make his way up, Goku went on to shout at Vegeta by telling him, "Vegeta, wait! He's not the same as he was just a little while ago. You don't know what you're up against. Don't fight to kill him." As Vegeta responds, "Shut up and wait your turn. If you even get one, I am going to finish him. And when I do, you're next. I am going to show you both why I am the strongest." And with Broly having to brace himself in acknowledging that Vegeta is in fact next, Broly went on to comment, "You again, Vegeta. Come on! I will not lose! And as Vegeta went on to make his way in attacking Broly, Beerus went on to comment, "Vegeta looks more fired up to get this over with than Goku was. What do you think, Whis?" As Whis responds, "Vegeta is strong, but unless he could somehow slow Broly's growth factor down with his Kaioken on top of that, then I don't really think Vegeta is going to make much of a difference in this fight." With, of course, Vegeta shown relentlessly attacking Broly, it was only at that moment where Broly went on to headbutt Vegeta directly in the face as Beerus continues, "Unlike Goku, Vegeta is actually willing to fight to a finish against Broly instead of training him to evolve. This should be rather good if Vegeta can hold off long enough to win." As Whis responds, "It is a bit alarming though. Broly needs to keep himself together without having his mind explode in rage. If that were to happen, then he will lose all form of control over himself." But even with Vegeta then shown attacking Broly, he further went on to then tell him, "You seemed worried there. Come on. I want to see what makes you so tough." But then, Broly gave Vegeta exactly what he was looking for as he went on to punch Vegeta in the gut by telling him, "You won't win, Vegeta," as all the while back with Goku, he ended up powering back into Ultra Instinct Sign as he went along to then comment, "I can't back down now. I didn't think I'd honestly need to go this far, but I have no choice. I need to focus in order for this to work. His power is amazing. I knew he'd push us into going all out, but I wasn't expecting for him to be this tough to put down either. We said there are levels to Ultra Instinct. Then I need to discover these barriers so they can be shattered. Maybe Broly can be that reason, but he also needs time to get used to the power he currently has, especially with Kaioken. I'm surprised his body hasn't broken down yet. It must be his anger and rage that's keeping him going." And as Goku then has a flashback with him training with Broly on Planet Vampa, he then went on to continue, "I knew when we trained on Planet Vampa for the first time that he would be able to accomplish great things. But unlike me and Vegeta, he can't seem to keep himself together after reaching a certain level. He'll make for the perfect ally in case we need him, but at the same time, he'll also make for the perfect enemy for us to continue to push through our limits. When we trained on Vampa, Broly picked up so many things so quickly. That's why I have faith that he will no doubt get even stronger, but I never showed him this. I thought that Ultra Instinct Sign would be enough to compete with Super Saiyan God Kaioken, but I guess I'll have to use a power that he cannot possibly go up against. Just look at him go," Goku says. "Vegeta's actually doing good, but I don't think he can keep this up. We've reached our tipping point with him, so it's time I show him exactly what I was telling him about." And with Goku shown lifting his head up in the air, Beerus went on to respond, "So it looks like he's finally going to do it. Took him long enough. I want to see what his mastered form can do now that Broly has gotten his attention to do this." With Whis responding, "He was holding this back in hopes of not needing it, but I guess he knows what needs to be done." And with Beerus shown having to oversee Goku's transformation, he then went on to add, "Don't botch this one up, Saiyan. You won't be getting another chance if you do." But then, as Beerus and Whis are overseeing Goku's transformation, Vegeta went on to shout, "I'm going to snap your neck!" As we then see how Vegeta had managed to get behind Broly in wrapping him up in a chokehold, he then went on to tell him, "What did you think, huh? That I was going to roll over like Kakarot? I'm going to choke the power out of you. So if you don't act fast, you're done. And don't try and overpower me either. One wrong move and I'll break your neck and leave you for dead." And with Broly then shown having to power up in such a ferocious way that he ended up blowing Vegeta back, Vegeta was taken back by the amount of power that Broly was emanating as he went on to ask, "What the heck? He powered up yet again. I told Kakarot this was going to be a problem." But Vegeta doesn't stop there because he went on to fire multiple ki blasts at Broly as he went on to tell him, "So you've powered up, so what? You still won't outlast me. Not with the Kaioken burning your body through." And with Broly shown deflecting each and every single one of Vegeta's blasts, he then went on to respond to Vegeta by telling him, "My power is rising. It continues to rise. I will become the best, the greatest. Your attacks will not hurt me." As he then quickly made his way in his attempts of having to punch Vegeta with Vegeta quickly dodging, which as he did, he then went on to say to himself, "I have to avoid his attacks. He's strong, but if I can drag this on, he'll surely burn out and that'll be my opening to finish him with everything I have in order to see this through. Come on," Vegeta says, "right this way. I want to see if your speed matches your power." But then, unbeknownst to Vegeta, Goku went on to tap Vegeta on the back as he went on to tell him, "Hey Vegeta, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I'm tagging back in." "Kakarot," Vegeta says, as Whis went on to chime in, "He did it again. I wonder how Goku will approach this next encounter. Will he finish him, or will he allow Broly to get even stronger than he is now? As Beerus went on to smirk by responding, "I guess we'll see, Whis." "What is that?" Broly says, as Mastered Ultra Instinct Goku had then went on to make his presence known, and with Vegeta shown visibly annoyed, he then went on to ask, "Hey, what gives, Kakarot? I wasn't done! Who said it was your turn to jump in anyway?" As Goku went on to respond, "You went on and did the same thing to me when I didn't ask for you to tag in, Vegeta. And besides, it's clear to us both that he's getting stronger along the way. So it's time I test his power by using everything I have to see where he stands. And I don't expect him to last very long against me now either. He's shown us enough for now. Hey Broly," Goku says, "this is where our training ends. I want you to use everything you have. Because if you don't, then you will most certainly be destroyed. You've pushed yourself in using your all, so I'm going to do the same. This is my all. This is Ultra Instinct Mastered at its peak. Now let's finish this once and for all." As interestingly enough, with Beerus shown smiling, Beerus then went on to respond, "It took him long enough, Whis, but there it is. Now let's see how well Goku can use this power against the beast." As Whis went on to respond, "He certainly does seem confident that he will win. What do you think, Lord Beerus? Do you think Broly can overcome the wall that Goku is now and win? Or will he fall?" As Beerus went on to smirk by responding, "That brute is definitely giving them both a run for their money, but now that Goku has reignited the power of Ultra Instinct in its completed form, let's see if the Savage can survive long enough to evolve and win." And with Super Saiyan God Kaioken Broly having to await Goku's next move, Goku then went on to address Vegeta by telling him, "I promise that you'll have your turn again, Vegeta, but Broly is simply too dangerous for us to let him continue this. We know where he stands. Now it's time I calm him down and bring him back down to reality so he can be at ease. He's too tense," with Vegeta responding, "and what gives you the right to just step in out of nowhere? I wasn't finished with him and it was still my turn. I wasn't dropped by him yet," as Goku responds, "You know as well as I do that he would have eventually burned you out. Trust me on this. And besides, I never tagged out to start with." But then, Goku went on to then quickly realize that Super Saiyan God Kaioken Broly had then went on to make his move, and as he did, Goku went on to shout, "He's coming, Vegeta! Listen, I promise you'll have another crack at him once we resolve this, but for now, just leave this to me." All this anger merged together with the Kaioken is really starting to affect him. To which, as Broly is seen attempting to attack Goku, with Goku having to dodge each and every single one of his strikes, Beerus then went on to comment, "Look at him move, Whis. It's remarkable to see Goku come this far ever since meeting him on Earth." And as the fight then begins to intensify with Broly trying to kick Goku, Whis then went on to respond, "Does this mean that you are willing to finally get in there and spar with the Saiyan? It seems like you're very eager to get involved in this battle," with Beerus responding, "In time, Whis. Let's just watch and see how this goes." To where, as we then get to see how Broly is then beginning to use the after image technique, with Goku having to be locked dead set in the middle, Goku went on to respond, "Your speed is ridiculous for someone as big as you, Broly. The after image, is it? The pace in which you are moving is insanely impressive, but nothing that I haven't seen be used in battle before. This power allows me to do things that I previously couldn't, heightening my senses beyond one's comprehension." "There you are," Goku says. "Gotcha." And with Goku then quickly being able to distinguish where the original was, in connecting a thunderous shot to Broly's stomach, Goku then went on to tell him, "You are starting to lose the edge you had because you are getting angry now that you're losing. So it's beginning to affect the way you move." And with Broly then shown stumbling back, Goku then went on to continue, "If it were not for the power I currently have, you'd shred us. But as great as you are, you have to know your limits before breaking them. If you still wish to continue, then we can continue. But just so you know, this fight is already over." But then, Broly was then shown not wanting to relinquish his position or give into the battle against Goku, as he went on to fire multiple shots by shouting, "Kakarot!" Because even then, despite the difference in their power, Broly was still not giving up against Goku, and with Goku then shown having to tank and dodge every single one of Broly's attacks, Goku went on to then say to himself, "He's going for broke, which means he's getting desperate after seeing he can't manage to hit me. I have to keep the pressure on him in order to see this fight through. One wrong move and I could be in deep trouble." As Broly is then shown continuously blasting Goku, he then went on to shout, "Running away will not save you, Kakarot! I will destroy you and destroy this power of yours! Do you hear me? Kakarot! As Broly went on to create this massive energy ball above him and tossing it directly at Goku, Beerus went on to notice this by commenting, "I don't like this. Broly seems to be getting a little too carried away. If he does anything to wreck my planet, then I will destroy him without there being a trace of him left. Need I remind him his place, Whis?" As only then out of nowhere, Broly's own attack is then shown being thrown directly back at him, with Whis having to respond, "I don't think Goku will allow for that to happen, my lord. Look." Goku deflected his attack right back at him. Goku seems to be very aware of the situation, as well as knowing if anything is done to harm this planet of yours, that it will anger you, Beerus. With Broly then shown barely having to avoid his own attack, as of course he wasn't expecting for this to happen, and as it did through the other side, Mastered Ultra Instinct went on to speed blitz right towards Broly and telling him, "Your attacks can't do anything if your mind isn't fully connected to your power, Broly." And with once again Goku shown connecting another monstrous shot to Broly's ribs, Goku then went on to continue, "That is the difference between us. That is the difference between my power and yours. You are supposed to be the one in control of your power, and not allow your power to go on and control you." And with Broly shown spitting out blood clearly hurt as he went on to hold on to his abdominals, Goku then went on to continue, "You feel pain because you've allowed yourself to be left open for attack. You can't ever allow your opponent to find an opening." But then, Broly took initiative in going on to punch Goku directly in the face, and as he did, Whis went on to comment, "My word, that certainly looked nasty. What a shockwave that punch just created." As Beerus responds, "What is that fool doing? Why did he just leave himself open for Broly to hit him when he just said never to leave yourself open? Wait, hey Whis, look. Now I see." With Goku shown unaffected by Broly's attack and having to look directly at him, Goku then went on to respond, "You've worn yourself down by exerting the amount of power that you did. Without focus, without proper concentration, you are doomed to fail. I'm sorry, Broly, but it's like I said, this fight is over." As Goku from there went on to once again connect a thunderous strike to Broly's stomach and literally having to rattle his entire body, with of course the gods further having to observe this, Beerus then commented, "Look at that punch, Whis. That Saiyan's body is completely shaken to its core. You can feel the atmosphere change with that strike. Well done, Goku. Well done indeed." And with Broly shown reverting back down to his base form, he painfully went on to comment, "Kakarot. My power, I can't, no. And as quickly as Broly then went on to realize that he was beaten, Goku then went on to follow by punching Broly in the face and telling him, "I'm sorry, but now that we all know where you stand, it's time to take a break so you can learn more about how to control this power of yours before evolving to the next level. Let this motivate you, Broly. Let my power be what you strive to achieve and surpass. Until then, I have to put you down. It's the only way." And as Goku went on to do this in knocking Broly right back down onto Beerus' planet, Vegeta then went on to comment, "He made it look so easy. How do you do it, Kakarot? You stopped him while still finding room to teach him. And you put him down without even trying." As of course Broly is shown hitting the ground, Vegeta then went on to continue, "It's gotta be that Ultra Instinct of yours. You've trained yourself to use this without having its effects destroy your body like it did before. What do you even see in Broly that I don't? Surely he must see the danger he poses. So why bother to continue to help evolve a potential danger for us to face off with later? I have to find out why," Vegeta says, "and to discover a power to rival Kakarot's Ultra Instinct. Maybe, just maybe, it's time that I too learn of these principles myself. Perhaps learning of Ultra Instinct is the key to my evolution." "Well, your planet is still in one piece," Whis says, "but it appears as though Broly isn't." That was impressive of Goku, with Beerus responding, "Yes, it was. It was, Whis." And with Broly shown lying on the ground within a massive crater, Goku then went on to address Broly by telling him, "It's crazy to think that someone like you could get so powerful so quickly. But I have no doubt that with the right amount of control over your power, you'll be one of the strongest in the entire multiverse. I had to call the fight early because I went on to notice that your rage was starting to get to you, and the effects of the Kaioken weren't helping either, especially if you weren't able to focus. I hope you understand that I had to do this. I honestly don't think that you'd be able to achieve a power like mine. Ultra Instinct requires the wielder to always be in a calm state of mind, but maybe you'll be able to control your anger in due time. And when you do, you'll no doubt be able to achieve power beyond what you currently have. It's just a matter of time. Don't beat yourself up for it," Goku says. "Me and Vegeta also have a long way to go as well. We are constantly learning ourselves, constantly getting stronger and finding ways to improve. You did great out there, with Broly having to open his eyes and responding, Kakarot. What do you see in me? Why do you choose to help me? If I can't control my anger, why continue to try and help? What do you seek to gain from all of this? As Goku responds, an ally when we need it and a rival for me and Vegeta. There's something about you. Your power is raw and it comes from the heart. It kind of reminds me of Jiren, and with Beerus and Whis having to be shown arriving, Beerus went on to put the entire situation into perspective by telling Goku, well, you didn't go on to destroy everything, Goku, but you sure did put on a good show. I will admit it was quite interesting to see. As well as this one. You did well, Barbarian. Although you still have much to learn if you ever plan on surpassing me, you allow for your emotions to take control of the battle, which never turns out in one's favor if that were to happen. I expect another battle between you Saiyans next time, as Whis went on to chime in, a rematch, you say? Well, it seems like you really did enjoy yourself more than you expected, my lord. Your fight with Broly was impressive, Goku, but you still seem to be restricted by something. Perhaps it's the curiosity of Broly's power that was slowing you down. You all have much to work on before you train again. And with Whis then shown using his staff and healing Broly, Whis then went on to continue, all three of your displays have shown us both your flaws as fighters and your greatest advantages as individuals. You do have one point, however, Goku. Keeping Broly around and helping him get stronger would surely help this universe if the Omni Kings were to ever call for another tournament of power after all. And with Beerus interestingly grinning at Goku, he then went on to ask, so tell me then, Goku, do you think you are ready for another battle against me now that you're much stronger than you were when I first met you? Or do you think you still have some catching up to do before showing me what you can do? As Goku went on to respond, you know, I actually always wanted to have another battle with you, Lord Beerus. I never truly had the chance to see what you can truly do since you said that you were holding so much back against me. I'd love to see what you got, Goku says, but I think I want to help Broly improve a little more before we have our rematch. Either way, it's something I've been longing for against you, and this time around, I don't think you'll be winning. Not with Ultra Instinct around, with Beerus responding, that Ultra Instinct of yours will only get you so far, Goku. But just so you know, I'm not looking to hold back either. And with Goku then shown standing over Broly and having to extend his hand out, Goku then went on to tell him, you're awesome, Broly. Now what do you say we rest for a little before picking back where we left off? And with Broly shown smiling, he then went on to grab Goku's hand by telling him, yes. Of course. You actually went on to use the Kaioken a lot better than I did when I first learned about it, Goku says. Not to mention seeing how well you managed to merge it with Super Saiyan God. But it was only then where Goku was interrupted as Vegeta went on to shout, and just where the hell do you think you can get off so easily after interrupting my battle? You may be done, but I'm not. And with Vegeta then shown standing behind Goku, he then went on to continue, it's been far too long and I'm not looking to walk away from this without putting someone down. And if it's not going to be Broly, then it's going to be you. So let's go, right now! Me and you, Kakarot! And with Goku then shown turning his head, he further proceeded to smile in addressing Vegeta by telling him, I should have known you'd want to continue. It has been a while, hasn't it, Vegeta? So, I see you're not wearing that earring that Beerus gave you a while back. So does that mean you fully mastered the power of destruction? Or is it that you've discovered a new form that goes beyond your blue evolution? Was that why you wanted to stay in the fight with Broly? And with Vegeta then shown powering up, he then went on to respond, why don't you come and find out then, since you're asking all of these questions? I never tagged out, and I never asked for your help against him, Kakarot. So if he won't spar with me, then you will. Ultra Instinct or not, I've prepped myself for both you and Broly to always be ready for any given situation. You'll take your little break once I'm done stomping you into the ground. You and your stupid Ultra Instinct nonsense. So come on! And with Goku then shown turning around, he then went on to respond, you're really something, Vegeta. I can sense something deeper within you. Alright then, let's have at it then. You've always been my greatest rival. No matter where I am or what I do, you've always been right there with me. Fine. Let's do this, Vegeta, as only then, the Beyond Dragon Ball Super Story of God Broly vs. Goku and Vegeta manga chapter special then comes to a close. Now, what I really set out to accomplish here was giving the idea and concept of Super Saiyan God on over to a third person, and I said to myself, what other better person than to give that to Broly in having Goku and Vegeta kind of push Broly into not only discovering new levels of power for himself through Goku's admission in possibly even saving Broly to be an ally for a future cause, but to also allow Broly in becoming strong enough in pushing Goku and Vegeta as well, and on top of this, Goku also set himself out to teach Broly the Kaioken and further having to adapt that onto Super Saiyan God. So, in the comment section below, what I want to know from you guys are three specific things, that having to be number one, how strong would a hypothetical Super Saiyan God Broly even be? Number two, how strong would a hypothetical Super Saiyan God Kaioken God Broly be? And lastly, would Broly be able to somehow even come close by comparison in competing against Ultra Instinct? Or would Ultra Instinct, in this case, Mastered Ultra Instinct, simply prove to be even too much for Super Saiyan God Kaioken Broly to handle? So I truly hope you guys enjoyed the story. If you guys did, then be sure to give this video a big fat thumbs up by slapping that like button down below. Also, if you guys just so happen to be new to the channel and want to be kept up to date with more fan mangas and specifically additional information, news coverage, and many other inclusions for Dragon Ball Super, then I do encourage you guys to smash that subscribe button and turn on all notifications to never miss a single upload video on the channel, as well as tuning back in for more, because we have so many more stories to bring to you guys. But also, if you guys haven't noticed, there was a little bit of foreshadowing in this entire story, in the fact that Beerus' attention was super hyper-focused in the fact that he was itching to kind of get in there, so I might continue this overall narrative in having Beerus either spar with one of them, or even going as far as to perhaps maybe introduce a different training element here, because with this overall conceptual idea of keeping Broly around and helping him get stronger, and with Beerus now having to be more hyper-focused in kind of sparking more of an interest in getting involved in a fight more so now than before, we might just end up doing something involving Beerus in the future. So if that ends up being the case, then I hope you guys tune in to find out what that's going to be like. So again, thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all so very much for your time. Tune back in for more, and I'll be seeing each and every single one of you guys down in the comment section below. Have a great day, everybody, and take care. Peace. And a quick little reminder before you exit the video, if you guys are unaware, follow me on my secondary channels, which are also used to discuss and talk about all kinds of different subjects and topics, including gaming and live streams, beginning with Unreal Network, which is a channel dedicated in discussing all kinds of movies, breakdowns, current events, scary stories, theories, and more. So if you are someone who is into the entertainment world, then that's the channel for you. So head on over and subscribe over on Unreal Network, which up next is Unreal Vlogs, where I bring you guys a little closer into my life in taking you behind the scenes with vlogging content, parody videos, reactions, motivational videos, uplifting videos, and more. So if you want to get to know me on more of a personal level, then that's the channel for you. Hit that subscribe button to always be in the loop with Unreal Vlogs. And lastly, my gaming channel, Unreal Royale, where on that channel we dive more into the world of gaming, ranging from all different kinds of video games, from Dragon Ball to Resident Evil to Grand Theft Auto, Halo, Gears of War, Minecraft, all kinds of horror games, shooters, RPGs, and more, including live streams. So if you're a gamer and are into the gaming world, then smash that subscribe button over at Unreal Royale and experience the ride with me. I want to thank you all so much for your time. Thank you all so very much for your support, and I'll be seeing each and every single one of you in the next video.
This is the Galactic Emperor of the Universe, and of course I'm here to tell you to subscribe to Unrelent Gaming.
Also follow Unrelent Gaming on these social media platforms to stay connected at all times. And if you don't, then very soon you will all be dead! Oh, did someone say Unrelent Gaming? Oh my god!
The fuck, Zarbon? Put on some clothes!
Well, why don't you put on any clothes?
What? I don't need clothes! Jesus Christ, that's huge! What, Broly?
Freezer.
Uh-oh.
Prepare to die!
Boo, I'm a real gaming! But once you get video, I'll lots of likes! Or Boo will turn you into chocolate!
Vados, get over here! Tell these mortals that I'm the biggest Unreal Engine gaming fan! This is my moment! I'm a part of his notification squad! Universe 7 can have all the fun! I just want the food!
And don't forget to leave a comment on this video! Show some love for the best community on YouTube!
Kakarot!